Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Very pleased to have us here for his monthly visit, Smiths Falls Police Service Constable Aaron Tompkins. Aaron, thank you so much for being here today.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. And as always, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Lots to cover. And as we were going over this list here, I've noticed that, well, you're having a lot of fun this summer, that's for sure, and interacting with the people. We're going to go over a couple of those events that have taken place. We'll start off with Canada Day. We spoke last right before Canada Day, and we were talking about the various events the police were going to be involved with down at Lower Reach Park. What a big success.
Oh, and the weather cooperated, so huge success. And going back to your point of having fun, we have 2 years to make up, so that's why we're having so much fun this summer, and the weather has been amazing. So every event that I've attended, it's called for some kind of rain, and the weather gods have bestowed upon us, if you would, because we've lucked out. We really have.
Yeah, so let's talk, probably the biggest event that we saw, we were down there, my family was, to check it out. The biggest, most visible event that we saw down there was this great bike parade.
Yeah, so I've actively taken part in the bicycle decorating contest. So this year the town approached me and said, do you want to run it? And I didn't know what I was getting myself in for, but it was a blast. And I had some volunteers come out and do the judging. So we had a representative from our local Crime Stoppers, as well as victim services. So they definitely assisted with that. And Crime Stoppers was out with their van. We had probably 50, 60, maybe even more. Kids decorated their bicycles, wagons, you name it. And the amount of effort and time that these children put into their bikes is truly amazing, showing their Canada Day pride. And man, we had a blast. And at the end of it, we did a big lap around, and there were some scooters. Pretty much everything that rolled was in it. And the kids had a blast, more so I had, I think, even more fun. And we had some great children lead the way, because I wanted to make sure the middle and the lower or slower bunches, which were traditionally the ones that maybe were a little bit younger, want to make sure that they were included and had some fun. So I had some great helpers up front, some of the older children, and they took on that leadership role great for me.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It really was. The decorations were great. Lots of creativity out there. And you're right, you were excited. I saw you. And boy, the smile on your face from ear to ear, for sure. That's only one thing that really made you happy over the course of the time since we last spoke. Another one was this incredibly successful fishing derby.
Oh, yeah, that's right up there as one of my favorites that we do every year. And again, this is something we haven't done. 2 years we couldn't do it due to the pandemic, so we were just happy to get out there. We had well over 125 to 150 kids, and just that great partnership between some local volunteers in our communities. Again, Crime Stoppers was out there, victim services, and of course we can't forget the Kinsmen Club. They provided free lunch for every child that registered, and we had some great local fishermen, professionals out there giving kids some tips, handing out some lures. So again, we just want to say huge thank you to all of our volunteers, all of our members that showed up that day. And we also had a sponsorship from the Police Association of Ontario, so we should throw a big shout out, because they give us some money for the prizes. And the looks on the kids' faces when we handed out those prizes, and some of the catches that they made, just so much fun. And you know what? Weather cooperated, get a whole bunch of kids out with their brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, grandparents, you name it. The smiles and the laugh that you hear, and just for a couple hours, just makes it so much fun. And kids are out in the community, and fishing is one amazing way to spend that with your family. So,
yeah, absolutely. And I saw the pictures, and give a shout out to our friend Kathy Botham as well. She takes incredible pictures at all these events that are taking place all over, but primarily Smiths Falls. But just some of the close-ups of kids' faces and everything. I mean, that's what makes it all worthwhile for you. And especially after 2 years waiting for it. I mean, wow, what an experience.
Yeah, and a big shout out to Kathy. She doesn't ask for anything in return. We just send her dates and she just shows up, and sometimes I forget to send her dates and she magically appears. And she just between all of us, she's a much better photographer than I am. So it's probably doing our community so much betterment, if you would, than me taking some of those pictures. So she does capture some amazing shots. You're right.
Exactly. She can certainly catch the moment. Now I have to ask you, did you wind up catching a few softballs as well?
Yeah. So this weekend we did a fundraising tournament, our first one in over 20 years as Smiths Falls Police and Association charity fundraiser. So this year we chose Victim Services, Leonard County, and we invited six emergency first responder teams that would interact with Victim Services. And with a charity ball tournament, there was so many offshoots. So obviously we raised a lot of money in one day, close to $3,000. That helps fund some of their non-funded programs, if you would. They have some amazing programs that we felt, you know, if we can raise some money towards, keep them going, we need to do that. So that's what we did. We stepped up. We had two paramedic teams from Leonard County. We had two police teams. Brockville Police came down, as well as members from our police service here. And then we had two fire teams. So it was a really great mix, Smiths Falls Fire and the Montague Fire Department. So we just want to say a big shout out to all of those men, women. There was a lot of families there. We had some of the kids playing. So that's, we raised some money. We had a nice family type outing right outside in the beautiful weather. I haven't played baseball in a long time, we'll say. I'm still sore today, but you know what? It was a blast. Victim Services had their volunteers out manning the barbecue, door prizes. Man, it was such a blast. We're booking for next year already, so we're definitely going to do it again. And just an amazing day. And I want to say a shout out to the town of Smiths Falls for letting us use those facilities down at Lower Reach Park, because they're top notch and their staff did a great job making sure the ball diamonds were ready and the fields were clean. So.
Excellent. Really glad that that took place, and obviously benefiting a wonderful organization as well. A couple of things that we wanted to talk about. We're going to move into the long weekend here in a second, but before we do, you wanted to mention that crimes of opportunity are on the rise in Smiths Falls, and well, tis the season.
Yeah, and as frustrating it is, and feeling violated that somebody's entered your vehicle and rummaged through your items, your glove boxes, your center consoles, it's very frustrating for a police, because a lot of these crimes can be deterred, if you would. And that's why they're called crimes of opportunity. So if you have individuals out and they're testing 100 cars, if three of them are unlocked, those are the easy ones, they're going to enter those cars. So it's just that friendly reminder. If you have stuff in your car, if it's valuable to you, keep it out of sight, bring it in the house, and just make sure that those doors are always locked. It's just takes that extra second, part of your routine. Again, just because of the nicer weather, minus 40, crimes of opportunity are lessened, we'll say. But in summer months, there's a lot of people walking around. And if something's valuable, and unfortunately, it doesn't take long to steal things. And I mean, just keep them out of sight, lock your cars. That's what we ask. And I mean, if we can stop one or two of these calls every week, that's a win for us. Because honestly, we usually get usually in a wave, but we'll get 10 or 15 cars that have been entered overnight. So again, hang on to your stuff. You work hard for, I know I work hard for my money and to buy nice things and enjoy my things. So I'm going to try and keep those in my possession as long as possible. Right. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's important to mention too, that it's not just people who are just being forgetful and leaving their doors unlocked. Sometimes you have a bunch of stuff that you're taking out of the car with you, and you know, you might have a couple kids that you're dealing with as well. And if you don't have those auto locks on your cars, then really it's just something that can happen. So that's where this, you know, be mindful part comes in, thinking to yourself, maybe as you put down your keys or you get into the house, just asking yourself, did I lock the car? Because certainly it's as you said, it's easily preventable, but in some cases, you know, people are just distracted.
Oh, for sure. We all have lots of stuff happening at once. But like you said, just make it part of your routine. That's a big thing. So there's a police service that I subscribe to on Facebook down in the States, and they call it your 9 o'clock, like 9 p.m. routine, right? So Are your outside lights on? Are your front and rear doors locked? And one of those things included in there is your vehicle locked, right? So just make that part of your routine, have it as best you can. Is it going to happen all the time? No, but if you can remember half of the time, that's even a plus, right? So
absolutely. Moving into the weekend, we do want to talk about, you know, people will be enjoying the long weekend, the August long weekend coming up, a lot of people back in the water. We just finished Drowning Awareness Week, or Drowning Prevention Awareness Week. And really, it's always good to talk about going into a long weekend, because we sadly do see incidents, things happen, whether people get seriously injured or even unfortunately across the province and the country lose their lives.
Yeah, exactly. And we did a pretty good post with some prevention tips, if you would, on our Facebook page last week as part of that. Again, weather's nice, beautiful. There's going to be a lot of people out on our waterways, especially on a long weekend. We know that's going to happen. If you're swimming with kids, or if your kids are swimming, just make sure you have that constant adult supervision. If you're out on any motorized watercraft, or non-motorized for that matter, have a life jacket with you. Have it on. That's the best case scenario. And obviously the impairedness part of it, the drinking, driving, cannabis and driving, any motorized water sports. Again, just be mindful what's happening on the waterways. And I mean, Ontario is the highest, I believe, right now in Canada with drowning deaths this year. And annually, I think last year there was over 442 people that died as a result of drowning in Canada. So we want to keep those numbers down. So if you're going to be enjoying stuff, hey, that's that. I want to be out in the waterways. I want to be having fun, but you want to be as safe as possible and just aware of what is happening around you on those waterways as well. So just that extra reminder to be careful, slow down, and be mindful, as well as on the roadways. We should make a note of that too, because any long weekend, especially with the nice weather, we're going to have an influx people in our communities on our roadways. And just a reminder that there'll be ride program checkpoint set up. So we're going to be out trying to be proactive, and just as that friendly reminder. And I mean, obviously we don't want people on our roadways impaired. So.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, just on a side note to that, you know, the influx of people that we've seen, we see it every single year. But this year, I got to tell you, maybe it's the fact that a lot of them are getting out for the first time or whatever, but we run into them into our stores and so on. Smiths Falls is a big place for people to come and get groceries, take back to the cottage or the trailer or whatever. They're really a kind bunch this year. They've been very courteous. And, you know, we've had in the past some who haven't been. And I'm just saying, not everyone, but this is a real happy group this year. And maybe that's one of those sort of silver linings of the pandemic.
I certainly hope so. And hopefully it does continue, because you're right. I've heard that from numerous people about we've had an influx, obviously, because restrictions have lifted, and just how happy the tourists are to visit our communities. And was out on the bicycle the other day and had a great time chatting with some people down the parks, downtown core, not the part that's under construction, mind you, but the lower half. And you know what? Positive comments, and still get asked where the falls. So we always come up with some creative answers for that, of course. But we say they move them. They moved to Merrickville. They moved here. They moved there. So, you know, we like to have some fun with our tourists. But at the end of it, you know what? If we can get people to come to our community, and I can't remember the stat, but I think the town just put out something where they had an increase of X amount of percent of tourists this year. So very nice to see. And I know La Boat was a big draw. They put out some stats of how many people that La Boat has drawn to Smiths Falls since they've been here. So really great numbers. And hopefully that tradition continues with our happy tourists.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. And talking about something that's going to continue, there's another event. We're just going to sort of tease it a little bit right now, because you're going to be back next week to talk about this. Another great partnership with the Kinsmen.
Yeah, so Kinsmen approached us and said, hey, we've got this great, it's called a helmet sticker campaign. And we were happy to jump on right away with it. And the gist of it is, they're going to start off with youth and bicycle helmets, and it's an emergency contact, or if somebody maybe is allergic to something, if there's an emergency, maybe that child can't articulate, mom and dad, phone numbers, all that information, whatever the parents want to put in there, will be accessible to our emergency first responders, so police, fire, paramedics. So we're happy to say that we've joined on. It's going to be August the 7th at Canadian Tire, so a great partnership there. The Kinsmen Smith Falls are the ones that are hosting it. Our part is going to be a bicycle rodeo, so we're going to learn some safety tips and put them around a little obstacle course. And then fire and paramedics will be out as well, just to support this campaign. And eventually, I think you'll see it evolve into other sports. Anyone that would wear a helmet on a workplace, just, you know, it's free. There's no charge. And like you said, we're going to have somebody from the actual Kinsmen Club that would know a lot more about this campaign and spearheaders behind the campaign itself. So we're just happy to take part. And my administration here was all on board with it, and as well as myself. So can't wait for that. And that's my last big event of the summer. So I know the weather is just going to be perfect that day. Yeah. As it has been all summer. And the weather gods have definitely looked out for us. So you know what? One more day. That's all I ask.
Yeah, they're smiling on you. That's for sure. And it's a bright smile. But we are going to talk a little bit more about that program next week. We'll get into it a little bit deeper, of course, talking about the need, why there is the need, and maybe even compare it to some other ones out there that people may go, oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So, yeah, very happy to be talking about that and very happy to be speaking with you today again, Aaron. It's always a pleasure when you're in. We really appreciate it, and we appreciate all you and the rest of the force does for the community in Smiths Falls. Thanks so much for being here.
As always, pleasure, and look forward to the next time. Thank you.
All right. Our guest today on In Focus, Aaron Tompkins, constable with the Smiths Falls Police Service. He joins us once a month here on Lake 88 on In Focus. I'm Bob Perreault. Have a wonderful afternoon.